Today's scripture can be found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, and recovery of the sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
Oh, wonderful Father, I thank You so much for my precious Savior Jesus. He came to set me free, although I don't deserve it. Father, pour Your Spirit upon me and make me into the image of Jesus. Remind me that His heavenly mission is also mine. Oh Lord, I know that I am not of this world, just as He was not of this world. But let me bear His image in this world today. Amen.
Today, let it sink into you. Think about it. What were Jesus' final words in the Gospels? Go into all the world and preach the word, teaching and baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You know who Jesus was. You may also know why He came into this world and what His heavenly mission was. But do you ever stop and think what yours is? He tells us to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to release the oppressed, to heal the blind, to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, to preach the good news to the poor. That's your mission. Your mission is to be Jesus to this world.
Today's action. Write down what you think your heavenly mission is. Now, what will it take for you to fulfill it? Today's treasure is found in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 32. Now, Judas and Silas, themselves being prophets also, exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words.
Where are you on that walk of your mission for Christ? Remember, that person you go by today may be the one person that you were supposed to tell about Jesus. We never know when it's over. We never know when the end's coming. Talk to him. Tell him Jesus loves him.